Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
We are now starting Bezos Hashem the Gemara and Daf Amotes Amin Aleph. The Mishnah says, Hagacheles Kiragle Habaylim v'shal heves b'chol makim. Shal heves, one is allowed to metalta b'chol makim. And we do not say that Shalheves is Kiragle Habaylim. The Miri explains that we do not say Shalheves is Kiragle Habaylim is based on the fact that Shalheves is Ein B'mamish. And since Shalheves is Ein B'mamish, therefore L'chal Alea Shvisas B'Alea. In Rashi, as the Avodah Zarah of his Madayeg, L'chal one sees that Rashi argues on the Miri. And Rashi understands that we say Shalheves B'chomakim is not based on the fact that Shalheves is Ein B'mamish. Because if one looks carefully at Rashi, Rashi only brings down the Svar of Shalheves Ein B'mamish to explain that there is no me'ila if one will be nene from Shalheves Shal Hekdesh. Over there, Rashi says that the reason why one is not chayav a carbon me'ila is based on the fact that Shalheves is laced by mamish. But by Tchumen, Rashi does not say that the reason why Shalheves is b'chomakim is based on the fact that Shalheves is Ein B'mamish. And the Shaila is, how does Rashi understand that we say Shalheves b'chomakim? So we find in the Rosh Yosef that the Rosh Yosef explains that we say Shalheves b'chomakim differently than the Me'iri. The Rosh Yosef explains that Shalheves is not kind of Shvisa is based, as we'll see in the Gemara later on, that something that's Naidi is not kind of Shvisa. And therefore, Shalheves, which is also Nayid, is also not kind of Shvisa. And for that reason we say Shalheves b'chomakim. That is the pshat of the Rosh Yosef. Another pshat one can say, in that we say Shalheves b'chol makim, is based on that we find in the Chasam Sefer and the Merkavas HaMishnah that explain Meshitas HaRambam that the Mishnah says Hamoitzi Gacheles Rishus HaRambam Chayiv Shalheves Pater is because the Shalheves that he was Meniach is not the same Shalheves that he was Oiker. In other words, as we find in the Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, that Shalheves, like Rashi explains, Mitech Shalheves Deleches Veleches Kama Kama Parachlei. In other words, the first Shalheves is no longer in existence, and the Shalheves that we have now is a completely new Shalheves. And for that reason, Chasam Sefer Mekeves HaMishnah explained that, like the Rambam, one is Potter for being Meiti Shalheves Rishus HaRambam, because the Shalheves that he's being Meniach is no longer the same Shalheves that he was Oiker. And for that reason, you're a Potter. And so too one can say, as far as our halacha is concerned, that we say Shalheves b'chomakim is also based on that the Shalheves is no longer the same Shalheves. And therefore, even if Shalheves would be Kaina Shvisa, the Shalheves that I have now is not the same Shalheves that was Kaina Shvisa by the Bailim by the beginning of Shabbos. And for that reason, the halacha is Shalheves b'chomakim. That is another way with which one can explain the halacha of Shalheves b'chomakim. Now, to explain the Hechrich of Rashi, that we say Shalheves b'chomakim is not based, as we find in the Me'iri, and so too in Rabbeinu Chananel, because Shalheves is a Mamamish, but rather for a different reason, either based on the Rosh Yosef because Shalheves is Naidi, or as we said, B'shein Lechzam Sefer, B'shita Sarambam, because the Shalheves is no longer the same Shalheves that was Me'ikara, that was originally here, one can explain the Rashi is bothered by the following Kasha. We find that by Shalheves Shalhaktish, Tawach is Loi Nenin, Voi Mayalin. In other words, even though the Halacha Shalheves is Ein B'mamish, and for that reason, one is not Mayil, but still the Halacha is Leinenin. So in other words, one sees in the Rabbanan, we are Gezer, Shalheves, Atu Gacheles. If so, L'chaira, so too, in the beginning of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, L'chaos HaGavayim Shalheves HaMakim, L'chaira, one should be Gezer, Shalheves, Atu Gacheles. And just like Gacheles is Kragoy HaBailim, so too Shalheves should be Kragoy HaBailim, based on Gzeir of Shalheves Atu Gacheles. And for that reason, Rashi has to explain that we say Shalheves B'chomakim is not based on that Shalheves is Ein B'mamish. Because had the beer in Shalheves B'chomakim been based on the fact that Shalheves is Ein B'mamish, we should be Gezer, just like we are Gezer by Shalheves, Oinenen Voimayon by Shalheves Shal Hektish. So for that reason, Rashi explains that Shalheves B'chomakim is for a different reason, based on the fact that Shalheves is Naidi, or based on the fact that the Shalheves is no longer the same Shalheves that was here originally. And for that reason, there is no room to be Gezer Shalheves Atu Gacheles. Only had the halacha of Shalheves HaMakim been based on the halacha that Shalheves Ein B'mamish, could we have said that there is a Gezer Shalheves Atu Gacheles just like Shalheves Shal Hekdesh. The Miri, on the other hand, that explains that the Shalheves HaMakim is based on the fact that Shalheves Ein B'mamish answers the kasha as follows. The Miri says that even though we find in the Mishnah the Riagriza shall have a satuga chelas by shavah shal hektish, tathawach is oinenen voimoyuan. That is only because we are Geizer Atu Gacheles, which is an Isseder Eisa. On the other hand, as far as Tchumen are concerned, that is only an Isseder Abanan. We are not Geizer Shalheves Atu Gacheles. That is a teretz of the Me'iri. Another explanation for the Hech Rashi to explain Shalheves V'chalmakim, not based on the fact that Shalheves Eimam Amish, one can say as follows. We find that the Rishonim asked the following Kasha. In our Gemara, we find the following halacha, that Shalheves Shalvei Dezara is Muteres. Shalheves Shalvei Dezara is Muteres v'chatchila for one to have ana from a Shalheves Shalvei Dezara. The Rishonim ask, the Lachir Ar Gemara contradicts that we learned in Brachas Daf Nun Aleph, that one is not allowed to mivarech on a ner Shalvei Nei Dezara. Lachir Av Shalheves is Mutzer, why is one not allowed to mivarech on a ner Shalvei Nei Dezara? So we find two terutzim in the Rishonim. The sheet answers as follows. Even though Shalvei Shalvei Dezara is Muteres, still, one is not allowed to Mivarech on Shalvei 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 Dezara based on the fact that the Shalvei Shalvei Dezara is Ma'os Lagabe Bracha. And even though one is allowed to be Nena, but still as far as Bracha is concerned, the Shalvei Shalvei Dezara is Ma'os, and therefore Ein Mivarechin Al Ner Shalvei Shalvei Dezara. That is the teretz of the Shitza. The Rashba and Rosh answer the Kasha differently. They answer the Kasha as follows. They say that that the Gemara says, that we find in our Gemara, that one is allowed to be Nene from a Shalheves Shalvei Dezara, that is only a Shalheves without a Gacheles. If the Shalheves is attached to a Gacheles, then the Halacha is that one is not allowed to be Nene from such a Shalheves. And for that reason, in Mevarchin al Ner Shalvei Dezara, because over there the Shalheves is not a self-standing Shalheves, but rather the Shalheves is a Shalheves that is attached to a Gacheles. That is the teretz of the Rashba and the Rosh. From the Rashba and the Rosh, we see the following Chiddush, that even though Shalheves is Ein B'Mamish, and for that reason one is allowed to be Nene from Shalheves Shalvei Dezara, but that Shalheves is Ein B'Mamish is only a self-standing Shalheves. But if the Shalheves is attached to a Gacheles, then we say, and we look at the Shalheves as if it's Yesh B'Mamish. And for that reason, one is not allowed to be Nene from a Shalheves Shalvei Dezara, as long as the Shalheves is a Shalheves that is attached to a Gacheles, because then the Shalheves is considered Yesh B'Mamish. That is what one sees in the Rashba and the Rosh. And so too here one sees in the Gemara Vayter. The Gemara Vayter says that even though we learned in our Mishnah that someone that was Meitzi Shalheves is Pater, but that is only if he was mighty or self-standing Shalheves, like the Gemara says, Kegoyin de Adye Aduye Roshosar Abim. But if he was mighty Shalheves on a Kesam or on a Chaspa, then the halacha is that he is Chayev. And as we find in Rashi, that the reason why he is Chayev is because since the Shalheves is Yeshua Davar Le'achiz Bai, therefore the Shalheves is considered Choshev. And then the Shalheves is considered Yeshpa Mamish. And for that reason, one is chayiv if he's moiti a shalheves that is attached to a kesam or a piece of chaspa. So again, the shita of the Rashba, the Rosh, and Ocheo Sotu one sees in the Gemara, as is explained in Rashi, that we say shalheves is a mamamish is only a self-standing shalheves. And for that reason, one can say the Rashi had to explain that we went to our Mishnah shalheves chomakim, not because of the fact that shalheves is a mamamish, because had that been the case, then, if one would not have a self-standing Shalheves, if the Shalheves be attached to something, then the Shalheves should be kind of Shvisa, and then the Shalheves should not be able to meet the Chomakim, then we should say Shalheves is Kragoy Abayom, just like Acheles. From that, they went to our Mishra Shalheves Chomakim, even if the Shalheves is not a self-standing Shalheves, has to be for a different reason. Like we said before from the Shesef, based on the fact that the Shalheves is Naidi. And for that reason, even though the Shalheves is Yeshba Mamish, still, the halacha is Shalheves b'chol makim. That is another way with which one can explain Rashi. Now getting back to the Shita, that the Shita answers the Gemara and Brachas, that we learn to Ein Mevarchin al Ner Shalvei Dezara, is based on the fact that even though one is allowed to be Nene from a Shalvei Dezara, still, as far as Brachas is concerned, a Ner Shalvei Dezara is Mos. One sees from the Shita that the Shita argues on the Rashba and the Rosh, and the Shita holds that even a Shalheves, that is not a self-standing Shalheves, is still considered Ein Ba Mamish. The obvious question is, according to the Shita, how does one understand that we went to our Gemara, that if one is Meitzei Shalheves Kol Shu Chayev, as long as he was Meitzei Shalheves on a Kesam, or on a Chaspa, L'chayra, like the Shita, it still should be considered Ein B'mamish. So L'chayra, according to the Shita, one has to explain the Gemara as follows. The one is not Chayev for the Shalheves, but rather, according to the Shita, that the one is Chayev, if he was Meitzei Kesam, the reason why he is chayiv is for the kesam. And even though we're talking about a kesam and chaspa, the leis le'shiura, but if the kesam and the chaspa are being mishamish a shalheves, then the kesam and the chaspa are considered a davar chashiv, and for that reason one is chayiv for the itzahs kesam, itzahs chaspa, because he's being mighty a davar chashiv, but not because he's being mighty a shalheves, but rather because of the kesam and the chaspa themselves. That is Zechariah the Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shitza. And with that, one can answer Zechariah the Achronim's Kasha, that the Achronim ask on the Rambam in Parakut Ches, Mehoche Shabbos Halacha Hei. The Rambam brings down our Mishnah, as is, Gachel as Koshu, if one is Meitzi, Gachel as Koshu, he's Chayiv, Ha-Meitzi shall have his Potzer. The Achronim ask, why did the Rambam explain that we say Meitzi shall have his Potzer is only in a case of Adi Aduye, not if he's Meitzi shall have his Agabe Kesem or Agabe Chaspa. According to the Shita, one can say as follows, that the Rambam is coming to explain the Yipater for being Meitzi the Shalheves. And as far as Eitzah Shalheves is concerned, one is Pater in all cases. That he is Chayiv, when the Shalheves is attached to a case of Mechas, was not for the Shalheves. As far as the Shalheves itself is concerned, one is still Pater for the Eitzah Shalheves. But rather, the reason why one is Chayiv is for the Eitzah Kesem and for the Eitzah Chaspa. And for that reason, the Rambam brought down Stam, the halacha of our Mishnah of Amitzi Shalheves Potter. Because as far as the Shalheves is concerned, no matter what, you are Potter for Itzahs HaShalheves. Now let's go on to the next sugya. We find in our Gemara, the Gemara says the following halacha, Naharas HaMeshchem, Mayonis HaNevim, Rei Hein Kiragli Kol Adam. Now to explain that we say, the halacha is, that a rain kragli kodim, we find a tremendous machlekes harishainim. Rashi is medaik, from that it says, a rain kragli kodim, and it does not say kragli hamamale. Like, for example, the case of our Mishnah of Shalili Bavel, where the Mishnah says kragli hamamale, Rashi is medaik, that nahoras chameshchim umayonis hanevim are not kragli hamamale. But rather we say, the halacha is a rain kragli kodim, and every person can melech these mayim, as far as he can go. And it is not dependent upon whoever filled up this water first, whoever the Mamali was first. That is the Shita of Rashi. The other Rishonim argue, for example, Tesis and Erevin Daf Memheim Abeis, Ramban and Rashba argue on Rashi. And they say that we say, Mayonis HaNoivim, and Horus HaMoshchim, or Kuragle Kol Adam, means Kuragle HaMamali. And just like the halacha is as far as the halacha of our Mishnah, of Bar, Shal'ili Bavel, Harein Kragli Amali, so too, Naharas HaMeshchem Yonas HaNevim is also Kragli Amali. That is the Shitza of the other Rishenim that argue on Rashi. Now to understand, this Machlik Shushenim, L'chir the Machlik Shushenim is based on a fundamental understanding and how to understand that they weren't in our Mishnah, Shal'ili Bavel Kragli Amali. Rashi explains the halacha based on that we say Yesh Breira Lahachmir. As a Taisyantif explains based on the Gemara before, and that from Mechasim and Aleph, the Padura Bonon Amrinon Yesh Breira. And as we explained before from the Amshah Shoima, that we say, Padura Bonon Yesh Breira, is Bein Lakula Bein Lachumra. And for that reason, we say, Acho'eli Bavos Kragle Amali, based on the halacha of Yesh Breira Lachumra. And we say that Hover Hadover, to me esmo nami lahai gavra chazu v'rshusei kaimi. That is how Rashi explains the halacha of Kragle Amali. And since Rashi explains that we say Kragle Amali is based on Yesh Breira, and we see as if it was Kaina Shvisa ben Ashmashes, for that reason the halacha is Kragle Amali. On the other hand, in the Gemara's case of Nahores HaMoshchim Umayonis HaNevim, since they cannot possibly be Kaina Shvisa ben Ashmashes, because at that time they were Naidi, and Mayim, anything that's Naidi is not Kaina Shvisa. Therefore, the halacha is Kiragli Kol Adam. Because again, Rashi Shita is an order for something to be Koina Shvisa, the Kinyan Shvisa has to take place Bein Hashmoshes. Which, as far as Halacha of our Mishnah is concerned, the Kinyan Shvisa took place Bein Hashmoshes based on that we say Yesh Bira. On the other hand, in the case in Horas HaMeshchem, Mayonis HaNoivim, that there was no possibility for the Mayim to be Koina Shvisa Bein Hashmoshes, therefore we say that Halacha is Arei Hein Karagwe Kol Adam. The Marshan Erevin that from Heim Beis brings the following raya, that in order for one to have Alpaimam the Kinyan Shvisa has to take place Bein Hashmoshes. The Marshan says, we find in the Mishnah in Erevin that from Heim and Alf the following halacha. Rabbanan hold that someone that was sleeping Bein Hashmoshes is not Kain Alpaimam, he only has Daon Amis. Marshan asks, even though one cannot be Kain Shvisa, as long as one is sleeping, l'chaya, when he wakes up, he should be kain shvisa. And when he wakes up, he should have a paimam or kol ruach. Why do we say that if he was sleeping bein hashmoshes, he is einway ela daor ames the whole entire Shabbos, even after he wakes up? The Marsha says, l'chaya, from here one sees that in order to be kain shvisa, one needs to actually have a kain shvisa bein hashmoshes. And one cannot be kain shvisa in the middle of Shabbos. That is the raya of the Marsha. The other Rishayim Mechira argue on the Shita of Rashi and understand that one can be Kain Shvisa even in the middle of Shabbos. As long as one was not Kain Shvisa Bein Hashmoshes, one can be Kain Shvisa even later on during Shabbos. And for that reason, even in the case of the Horas HaMeshchem or Mayonis HaNoivim, even though there was no possibility for them to be Kain Shvisa Bein Hashmoshes, still they are Kain Shvisa when they are no longer 90. And therefore the halacha is karagwe amamali. Because at the time that one fills up the water and the water is no longer nayid, at that time the water will be kain shvisa. Because again, these rishayim l'chaya hold that a kain shvisa can take place even in the middle of Shabbos. And so too, as far as the halacha of our Mishnah is concerned, that the Mishnah says, sho'eli bova karagwe amamali does not have to be dependent upon Yishbeiro Chomer Lekrashi, but rather that the Mayim is Kuragwe Amamali is based on the fact that a Kinyan Shvisa can take place even in the middle of Shabbos, as long as there was no Shvisa from the beginning of Shabbos, from Bein Hashmoshes. As a chayr, the sheets of the other Rishayim. Now to answer the Marsha's Raya, according to the other Rishayim, again, the Marsha asks, a chayr, why do we say that according to Rabbanan Yashin is the Einoy El Adar Amis, we should say that at the time he wakes up he should be Kaina Shvisa V'Apayim Amma V'Koruach? So Chaya, one can answer that even though these Rishayim seem to hold that one can be Kaina Shvisa even during Shabbos, but that is only, again, if one did not have a Kaina Shvisa from Bein Hashmoshes. And since Yashin has the Adar Amis, therefore, it is considered as if he already was Kaina Shvisa. And since he was Kaina Shvisa, he cannot be Kaina in other Shvisa during Shabbos. That is a chayra one can answer the Marsha's Raya according to the other Rishonim. So again, we have a seeming machlokes. If in order for one to be Kaina Shvisa, do we say that one can only be Kaina Shvisa Bein Hashmoshes? Or do we say that as long as one was not Kaina Shvisa Bein Hashmoshes, then one can be Kaina Shvisa even during Shabbos itself? Another nafkamina in this machlokes is, for example, if one was a ma'il miyud at the beginning of Shabbos, a ma'il miyud, the halacha is one is not kain shvisa. Do we say that since he was not kain shvisa bein hashmoshes, therefore he is not kain shvisa in the middle of Shabbos, even once he is yirid l'mata miyud, which uchayu is a shita of Rashi? Or do we say, like the other yishenim, that since he was not kain shvisa bein hashmoshes at the time that he was yirid l'mata miyud, at that point he will be Kain Shvisa, because again, one can be Kain Shvisa even in the middle of Shabbos. The problem is that we find the seeming stira in the Rashba himself. The Rashba himself explains that we say in our Mishnah, Sho'ili Bova Kragle Amali, is based on the Halacha of Yesh Bira. That is the Rashba's Shita Neirivin. And the Rashba himself still argues in Rashi and explains that we learned in our Gemara of Naharas HaMeshchem Yonos HaNevim Karagli Kolada means Karagli HaMamali. V'chaya, if one explains our Mishnah Shalei Vav Karagli HaMamali Midin Yesh Bera, that is a chaya because in order to be Kohen Shvisa, one needs that the Kohen Shvisa should take place Bein Hashmashes. And for that reason, the Rashba needed Yesh Beira to enable the Kohen Shvisa to take place Bein Hashmashes. If so, how can the Rashba possibly say that Naharas HaMashchim, Mayanas HaNayim is Kiragli Kol Adam, Lachira, over there, we cannot say Beira. Because again, since the Mayim were Naidi Bein Hashmashes, they cannot possibly have a Kohen Shvisa Bein Hashmashes. If so, how can the Rashba say that they have a lach of Kragel Amale, L'chay over there, one cannot possibly say Breira, to enable the Kinyan Shvisa to take place Bein Hashmashes? This seeming contradiction in the Rashba himself, we find that the Goyen Yaakov asks in Erev and Daf Mehem Beis. L'chay one could have answered the Kasha as follows. One could have answered the Kasha by saying that the Rashba understands that Kinyan Shvisa can only take place at the beginning of Shabbos. For that reason, the Rashba needed Yesh Beira to explain the halacha of our Mishnah Shalei Bava Kragei Amale. That the Rashba understands that Naharas HaMeshchem, Mayonas HaNevim also have a halacha of Kragei Amale is based on that we find in the Ramban. The Ramban says the following Kiddush. The Ramban explains that something that cannot possibly have had a Kinyan Shvisa from the beginning of Shabbos, for example, something that is Naidi, at the time that it stops being Nayid, that is considered its Tchila Shabbos. It is considered as if now this is its Tchila Shabbos. And so too, the Ramban goes on to say, if someone was a Milo Miyod at the beginning of Shabbos, at the time that he is Yerud Amata Miyod, Zehu Tchila Shabbos Shaloi. That is his Tchila Shabbos. And for that reason, one can say that even though the Rashba understands that Kinyan Shvisa can only take place at the beginning of Shabbos, still, Naharas HaMeshchem Enos HaNevim will be Koina Kragli HaMalei, because now, when they stop being Naid, that is their Tchila Shabbos. And therefore, the Kinyan Shvisa is taking place at their Tchila Shabbos. That is a chiyuv one can explain the Rashba. But if one looks carefully at the Rashba, one sees a different pshat in the Rashba. The Rashba explains that we say the Naharas HaMeshchem Mayonas HaNevim have a halacha of Kragli HaMamale is based on a halacha of Greira. In other words, really, the Rashba agrees to Rashi that one cannot be Kohen Shvisa in the middle of Shabbos. That these Mayim are Kohen Shvisa is because the Shvisa that they are Kohen is not their own Shvisa, but rather they are Negrorim after whoever is Zeicha in them. And therefore the Shvisa that they have is the Bailam Shvisa, is the Mamali Shvisa. And for that reason, even though a Kinyan Shvisa cannot take place in the middle of Shabbos, but over here, meeting Greira, they get the Mamali Shvisa, which was a Shvisa Meir of Shabbos. And therefore, as is Meduyik in the Rashba, that we say, this Chiddush of Greira, that they are Negrorim after the Shvisa of the Mamale, is only if at the beginning of Shabbos they were in a situation they could not possibly have had a Kinyan Shvisa. Like, for example, Naharas HaMeshchem Yonas HaNevim, since they were Naidi, and they cannot possibly have had their own Kinyan Shvisa at the beginning of Shabbos, only then do we say that they are Negrorim after the Mamale in the middle of Shabbos. But in the case of our Mishnah, that the Mayim was not Naidi, the Bar of Eilu Bava that was not Naidi, just that the Mayim was not Kohen Shvisa is because the Mayim happened to be Mayim Shel Hefker, which is not Kohen Shvisa, then we do not say this Chiddush of Greira. And since they were in a situation that they could possibly have had a Kohen Shvisa, just for whatever reason they weren't Kohen Shvisa, then even after someone is Zeich in those Mayim, we do not say that the Mayim now are Negrorim after the Mamale. And for that reason, the halacha would have been Kragli Kol Adam, if not for the fact that we say Breira. And only because of Yesh Breira do we say that the Mayim in our Mishnah is Kragli Mamale. Because again, if not for Breira, since we cannot say the Chiddush of the Rashba of Greira, therefore the halacha would not have been Kragli Mamale. Because again, the Rashba also agrees to Rashi that in order to have a Kinyan Shvisa, one needs that the Kinyan Shvisa should take place from Bein Hashmashes. Only with Halacha of Greira can the Mayim possibly receive Alpayim Amah in the middle of Shabbos, but without Greira, the kinyan of Shvisa Apayimama cannot take place on Shabbos. And for that reason, the Rashba had to explain that the grant in our Mishnah Kragai Amali is only based on Brera. That is the Pshat in the Rashba. And with this Pshat, one can answer the previous Kasha that we said before from the Marsha, that for that reason, the halach is that Yoshein is Einway Eladar Amis. If one was sleeping at the beginning of Shabbos, he's Einway Eladar Amis. We do not say that when he wakes up, he should be Koina now Alpai Mama. Because again, according to the Rashba, in order to be Koina Alpai Mama, one needs that the Kinyan Shvisa should take place Beinash Moshes. That we say, that Naharas HaMeshchem Eranas HaNevim have a din of Karagai HaMamali is only based on Greira. And for that reason, Yoshein, who cannot have Greira, is Einoi Ela Daoramis. So again, according to the Rashba, that we learned in our Mishnah in Karagai HaMamali, and that like the Rashba, Nahoras HaMeshchem Eranas HaNevim are Karagai HaMamali is for two completely different reasons. Our Mishnah's din Karagai HaMamali is based on the Halacha of Yesh Brera like Rashi. On the other hand, the din of Nahoras HaMeshchem Eranas HaNevim is not based on Brera. Because again, one cannot say Brera because at the time of Ben Hashemash they were 90. That we say Karagai HaMamali according to the Rashba is based on a new Halacha of Brera, that they are Negrorim after whoever was Zeicha first in the water. But if one looks carefully at Tais Nervin, that from him a base, one sees in Tais Nervin, and Tais Nervin understands that they went into our Mishnah Kragai Amale, and that Taisus holds, that by Naharas HaMeshchem Eranas HaNevim, the Lachas Kragai Amale is one halacha, is the same exact halacha. So here again, from Taisus one sees that Taisus understands our Mishnah is not based on Brera, but rather Pshat on our Mishnah is because a Kinyan Shvisa can even take place during Shabbos. Ochira, one can explain the Shita of Taisvis based on that we find that the Rishenim bring down from the Ravid the following Chiddush. The Ravid says, that we learned in our Mishnah, Bar Shal Eili Bavo Kragai HaMamali is only as long as the water is by the Mamali. Once the Mamali was makna the water to someone else, then the Halacha is that the Mayim is no longer Kragai HaMamali, but now the Mayim is Kragai HaSheni, whoever the Mamali gave his water to. From the Ravid, one clearly sees that he understands our Mishnah is not based on Brera. Because again, our Mishnah had been based on Brera, how can one possibly say that if the Mamali gave his water to someone else, now the water should have the tchumen of whoever was Eicha in the water? Midin Yesh Brera, we see that the Mayim was Kain Shvisa by the Mamali. And if the Mayim was Kain Shvisa by the Mamali, even once the Mamali went and gave his water to someone else, not possibly have the tchumen of the second person of the Zeicha from the Mamali. And for that reason, we find that the Rashba is Chiluk on the Ravid. The Rashba says that since the beer in the Mishnah is Midin Yesh Brera, it's not possible for us to say that the Mayim is only Kragai HaMamali as long as he did not give over the Mayim to someone else. The Rashba explains the Ravid as follows. Mishum de kivan sh'yesho hem bailam echnisom b'chal nechosav. In other words, the Rashba explains that according to the Ravid, we say that once the Mamali gave the water to someone else, now the water of the tchum of the second person is based on that the water is bottled to the person. We see the Mayim as if the Mayim is part and parcel of the person, is a chiluk of the person. As we said before, on our shir, on the Fomad Zayinim and Aleph, that is a shita of the Ravid in how to understand Hanachasim Vakeom Kragoi Abaylim. And since the Ravid understands that we see the Mayim as if the Mayim is bottled to the person, therefore the Ravid understands our Mishnah Kragoi HaMamali independent of Brera. And for that reason, the Ravid understands that if the Mamali went and gave the Mayim to someone else, now the Mayim will have the Tchum of the Zeicha, because again, since the Mayim now belong to a second party, now the Mayim are bottled to the second person. And therefore the Mayim will have the Tchum of the second person. That is the Shita of the Ravid. And Ocheres so too one can explain B'Shita Sateisvis. That Teisvis understands that we say Kragoi HaMamali in our Mishnah, and that we say Kragoi HaMamali by Nahares HaMeshchem Eranas HaNevim is the same halacha. And the halacha is not based on Brera. The halacha is based on the fact that we see that his nechasim are betelem etzloi. The nechasim are considered a part of him. and therefore his nechasim, the mayim, have the same tchum as the person himself. And only for that reason do we say that the mayim is kragoy amale. But again, it could be Tesis also agrees to the shita of Rashi and the Rashba that in order for something to have a kinyan shvisa, one needs a kinyan shvisa to take place bein hashmashes. But over here, they are not being kinyan shvisa. The mayim is not being kinyan shvisa in the middle of Shabbos. What's happening is that the mayim is being batel to the person, and therefore, it has the same tchum as the person. But as far as the Marsha's Raya by Yashin, over there, since he does not have a shvisa bein hashmashes, he cannot be kinyan shvisa in the middle of Shabbos. The only reason why the mayim is kragoy amale is based on that the mayim is betel metzli. That is how one can explain the shita of Tesfis. And with that, it is Miusha the Marsha's Kasha. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Mishnah says, V'shal anshe oisa ha'ir, karagle anshe oisa ha'ir. To explain that we say, karagle anshe oisa ha'ir, we find the machlekes harishenim. Rashi explains, karagle oisa ha'ir means that you have alpayim akoruach. That you have alpayim akoruach ha'ir. That is the shita of Rashi. Ran, on the other hand, and so do we find in the Rashba, argue on Rashi. And they explain that we say karagle anshe oisoir means that whoever was mamale these mayim from anshe oisoir has whatever his tchum is. If let's say he was marav adarim, he has 4,000 amas adarim. If he was marav atzafin, he has 4,000 amas atzafin. We do not say that you only have alpayim v'kol ruach ha'ir. The Ran explains that we say karagle anshe oisoir, they go after the mamale, and therefore the mayim has a tchum of the mamale, mi anshe oisoir, is based on that we say breira. But now, one has to understand the shita of Rashi. Why does Rashi say that halacha is karagle anshe oisoir, they only have a payim amal koruach? Why don't we say that they should have the tchum of whoever is mamale, mi anshe oisoir, based on breira? So we find that the Meiri and Erevin and the Rosh Yosef and Arsugya answer Rashi as follows. They answer that over here, since Ruiv of the Bnei Ha'ir, their tchum is alpayim amma koruach ha'ir, is alpayim amma in each direction of the city. Therefore, we do not say brira to say that the mayim should have halacha of the tchum of kragoy amale, but rather we say that the mayim has a tchum of Ruiv anshe ha'ir. And since Rav Anshei the Tchum is Alpayim Koruach Ruach, therefore the Aloch is Kragle Anshei Soir, which means Alpayim in all directions. That is how the Meiri and Pimagadim answer Rashi. According to the Meiri and Pimagadim, it will come out that if, let's say, most of the city made an Erev, we would not say that the Mayim is Kragle Anshei Soir, but rather we would say they go after Rav Bnei Ha'ir. And whatever the Tchum of Rav Bnei Ha'ir is, that is the Tchum of the Mayim. That is what comes out from the Meiri and the Rosh Yosef. But if one looks carefully at Rashi, Rashi himself answers the Kasha. Rashi himself answers, why don't we say Brira? Rashi explains that we say, Oile Bovel is Kragle Amale, is based on that we say, Yesh Brira Lahachmir. In other words, that we say Yesh Brira in our Mishnah is only Lachumra. And therefore, as far as Bar of Anshei Ha'ir, since if we would say Yesh Breira, come out that we're saying Yesh Breira Kula, Rashi understands that in our Mishnah we do not say Yesh Breira Kula only Lahachmir. And the obvious question is, as we learned before in the Moran Daf HaMeches, by the Rabbanans we say Yesh Breira Hakel, why in our Mishnah do we not say Yesh Breira Hakel? So we find in the Keren Eira the following pshat. The Keren Eira says the Breira of our Mishnah is not a full-fledged Breira, because since they are not actual Shutzvin, in other words, the Bnei Ha'ir are not actual Shutzvin in this bar, Shal Anshei Ha'ir, but rather this bar belongs to a collective Bailas of Bnei Ha'ir, and there are no private Shutzvin in this bar. Therefore, that one can say Breira is only a Breira L'chumra, but not a Breira L'kula. And for that reason, the bar has the tchum of anshei ha'ir, meaning apaimam al-koruach v'ruach. According to the Garnero Kamel, even if most of the city were ma'ariv to a specific ruach, still the ruach would be anshei ha'ir, and it would have the tchum of apaimam al-koruach v'ruach. And so too we find in Rabbeinu David HaKohen. Rabbeinu David HaKohen explains Rashi that even if irvu kula matzafen el-adarim, still the halacha is ragway a'isa ha'ir. As Rabbeinu David HaKohen explains, that over here we do not look as if each member of the ear is an actual shutzif in the bar of a'isa ha'ir, but rather there is a klal ha'ir. And since there is a klal ha'ir, therefore achar klal ha'ir hu nigra. And for that reason, even if reva ear, we ma'arav to a specific direction, still the halacha is the mayim has a tchum of kragla yis ha'ir, meaning apaimamo ko ruach v'ruach. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara brings down a machlekes by shalili bavo kragla ha'male. What would be the halacha if one was a male v'nasan ha'chaveri? Rav Nachman Omar Karagli Mishnas Malaloi of Sheishas Omar Karagli Hamamale. The Gemara ends off that the Machlikis is B'magbia Metzila Chaviri Kamifugi Mar Savar Kona Umar Savar Loi Kona. Now to explain the Gemara, we find three basic Mahachim in the Rishenim. Rashi explains the Gemara as follows, that a Hacha B'magbia Metzila Chaviri Kamifugi, both man the Omrim hold that a B'magbia Metzila Chaviri Loi Kona Chaviri. The machlekes from Nachman of Sheshes is if we say that Magbia is kaina or not. Rav Nachman holds that Magbia is not kaina, and therefore the halach is karagli mishnas maluloi, because the water remains hefker till it reaches the hands of mishnas maluloi. If Sheshes on the other hand argues, if Sheshes understands that since we say Magbia mitzil chaveri laikona chaveri, the Magbia himself is kaina. And since Magbi himself is kind of, therefore the halacha is keragle hamamale. That is how Rashi explains the Gemara. The Ramban and Bava Metzia asked the following kasha in Rashi: how can Rav Sheshes possibly hold that the Magbi was kinda? Since he picked it up for Shem Chaviroi, he didn't pick it up for himself. Ma ninu the koni bal karchai. How could he possibly be kinda bal karchai? He didn't pick it up for himself. So how could he be kinda bal karchai? Tesis asks a similar kasha in Rashi. Tesis says, "V'oidin sfaru of sheisha shiikna magbia boi miskavin. How could the magbia possibly be kaina without kavana?" Rabbi Shmuel Bava Metzia is medayik. If one looks carefully at the Lashon of the Ramban is really asking a completely different kasha than Tesis. The Ramban never asks Tesis kasha, "How can one be kaina shoy be kavana?" The Ramban asks, "How could he be kaina bal karchei? He picked it up specifically with Chaveri and not for himself." That is the kasha of the Ramban. The Ramban does not ask the kasha of Tesis, how can one be kaina shoy bekavana? From here, Rabbi Shmuel is medayik the following chiddush in the Ramban. Rabbi Shmuel explains that one can understand that there is a halacha of kavanas kinyan, that besides for the actual maisa kinyan, one needs kavanas kinyan as well in one of two ways. One can explain that one needs kavanas kinyan is in order for the maisa to be considered a maisa kinyan, you need kavanas kinyan as well. Or one can understand that the unique kavanas kinyan is in order for the maisa kinyan to be able to create a chalois kinyan. And the kavana is in order to have a chalois kinyan. That is the other way with which one can understand that one needs kavanas kinyan. And as Rishmul goes on to say, this shaila seems to be mefurusha machlekes ktsais and asivis in reisha in esiv katan gimel. The ktsais achayshin says the following chiddush, that if one made a shliach to do a maisa kinyan, and the shliach had no kavanas kinyan whatsoever, only the mishaleach had kavanas kinyan, still the mishaleach will be kinyan. On the other hand, the Nesivis argues. The Nesivis holds that as long as a shliach who's doing the Maisa Kinyan did not have Kavanas Kinyan, even though the Mishaleach had Kavanas Kinyan, still the Mishaleach will not be Kinyan. Chira, the Ktseis and Nesivis are arguing in the previous Shaila. If one understands Kavanas Kinyan, that the Kavanas Kinyan is in order for the Maisa to be considered a Maisa Kinyan, over here, the shliach who's doing the Maisa Kinyan did not have Kavanas Kinyan. So we cannot see the maisa of the shliach as a maisa kinyan, because that maisa was done without kavana. That reason, the Nesivis understands that one will not be kaina. Because even though the Mishaleach has Kavanas Kenyan, but where is your Maisa Kenyan? You need to have Kavanas Kenyan in order that the Maisa should be considered a Maisa Kenyan. On the other hand, the Ktzais that holds that the Mishaleach is Kaina is because the Ktzais understands that Kavanas Kenyan is not in order that the Maisa should be considered a Maisa Kenyan, but rather the Kavanas Kenyan is in order for the Maisa Kenyan to be able to create a Chalois Kenyan. That's when you have Kavanas Kenyan. And therefore, as long as the Mishaleach had Kavanas Kenyan, that is enough for the Maisa HaShliach to be able to create a Chalois Kenyan. That is how Rabbi Shmuel explains the Machlokes Ktzais and Hasidus. So now getting back to our Rashba, again, the Rashba's Kasha was, how can one be Kaina Baal Karche? As Rabbi Shmuel's Madaik, the Rashba did not ask this Kasha, how can one be Kaina without Kavana? So Rabbi Shmuel explains, because the Rashba understands that you need Kavanas Kinyan is only in order for the Maisa to be considered a Maisa Kinyan. And since over here he was Magbiya Metzila Chaviroi, in other words, this Maisa was done with Kavanas Kinyan, this Maisa is considered a Maisa Kinyan. And even though he did not have intention that he himself should be Kaina, but what he did was a Maisa Kinyan. And since he did a Maisa Kinyan, therefore the Rashba understands that the person that did the Maisa Kinyan himself should be Kaina. The Rashba's only Kasha Rashi was that how can he be Kaina Baal Korchai? Tosfos on the other hand by us that asks, how can one be Kaina without Kavanas Kinyan? L'chaya seems to understand that they need Kavanas Kinyan is not in order that the Maisa should be considered a Maisa Kinyan, but rather in order to create a Chalois Kinyan. And since the person who was doing the Maisa did not have any intention that he himself should be Kaina, his intention was to be Magbiya Metzila Chaviroi. Therefore, Tosfos asks, how can we be Kaina without Kavana? Shmuel goes on to say that according to the Rashba that understands that Kavanas Kinyan is only in order that the Maisa should be considered a Maisa Kinyan, one can answer Rashi. That the Rav Sheshes holds that one is Kaina, that the Magbiya himself is Kaina, is because Rashi understands that it is not Baal Karchai. He does not want to be Kaina. He just was intending that his friend should be Kaina. And since it is not Baal Karchai, therefore one has a Maisa Kinyan which itself could create a Chalais. That is how Shmuel answers of Sheshes according to Rashi. Rebbe Reuven of Metzia Simni Aleph answers Rashi with a different Mahalach. Reuven answers Rashi based on the following Yisoid, that we say that a Magbia Metzia L'Chaveirai is Kona Chaveirai, the way it works is that I am Kona U'makna B'Vasachas, but the Magbia is actually Kaina the Chafetz. Just as Kinyan and his Aknah takes place at the same time. And therefore, Reuven goes on to say that since when one is Magbia Metzila Chaveri, what he's planning on doing is he's planning on being Kaina U'makna B'Vasachas, therefore he has Kavanas Kinyan. And if for whatever reason his friend is not Kaina, he will remain with the Kinyan based on the fact that he had Kavanas Kinyan. That is the teretz of Rebbe Reuven to Rashi. L'chayr and Tesis, we see that Tesis understands that Magbiyah Metziach Ve'akona Chaveirai is also based, as we said before, B'shem Rebbe Reuven, that one is Kaina U'makna Masachas. Tesis explains that Rebbe Sheshes says, Kuragwe HaMagbiyah, is based on the fact that Rebbe Sheshes holds Magbiyah Metziach Ve'akona Chaveirai. And as Tesis explains, Hoyova Asi Mikoichai Dinhu Shehei Kuragwe Mamale, which is a chayra based on the understanding that we said before from Rebbe Reuven, that the way Magbiya Metzila Chaveri works is based on the fact that he's actually Kaina Makne. And since he's actually Kaina, therefore, the halacha is that these Mayim are Kuragwe Mamale because there is an actual Kinyan going on. Magbiya is actually Kaina the Mayim. But if so, one has to understand, and Tesis himself understands, that the way Magbiya Metzila Chaveri works is because he is Kaina U'makna. What was Tesis Kash on Rashi? How could Tesis ask on Rashi? Ein Svar Rav Sheshes Shikna Magbiya Boi Miskaven, L'chaira he has Kavana. So L'chaira, to answer Tesis, one has to say as follows, that Tesis understands that we say that the way Magbiya Metzila Chaveri works is based on that he is Kaina U'makna V'asachas, is only if one holds Magbiya Metzia L'Chaveri Kona Chaveri, as Tosfos explains, is based on Migu de Zachi L'Nafshei Zachi Nami L'Chaveri. Only then do we say that the way Magbiya Metzia L'Chaveri works is because he is Kaina U'makna. On the other hand, according to Rashi, the Rav Sheshes agrees to Rav Nachman that a magbiyah mitzilach ve'ulaykon ha'chaveroi. Tosfos understands like Rashi, there is no kino makna going on v'asachas. And for that reason, we say, magbiyah mitzilach ve'ulaykon ha'chaveroi. And therefore, Tosfos asks, how could the magbiyah possibly be kino for himself? There is no kavonas kinyan whatsoever. So now getting back to the Gemara, Rashi explains the Gemara that the Machlokes is the Magbiyah himself kino or not. Tosfos, on the other hand, explains the Gemara one of two ways. Either the Machlokes is the like Rav Nachman. Over here, Rav Nachman holds Magbiyah Metzila Chaveri Kona Chaveri. And Rav Sheshes holds that even in the case of our Mishnah, Ha Magbiyah Metzila Chaveri Loi Kona Chaveri. Or, as the Minatam explains, Rav Sheshes holds Ha Magbiyah Metzila Chaveri Kona Chaveri. And that, the Rav Sheshes says, Kiragle, Hamamale is based on the fact that the person that was Zeicha was Asi Mikoyach Mamale. And for that reason, the Mayim has a Tchum of the Mamale.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.